Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all.
Brothers and sisters.
Go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show. Mm.
Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday's show. Thank you for waking up with us. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
All right. Sam Hunt will be in later. Got an announcement. We'll talk to Sam. It's been a bit. I want to start, though, because Sam's been through a bunch and played a bunch of songs on our show. Here is Sam Hunt playing acoustic. This is Take Your Time, recorded right here in the Bobby Bones Show studio.
No, I ain't got to call you, baby. And I ain't got to call you mine. I don't have to take your heart. I just want to take your time.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
2 days out of every year, Steinway Family Dental offers free dental care to any adult uninsured if you're a Queens resident in New York. It's called Free Dental Day. And the staff covers services like cleanings, fillings, oral exams, x-rays, as well as guidance on brushing, flossing, and other dental care techniques because they know everybody can't afford it. So twice a year they set up and they help people.
Nice.
I mean, that's as someone who grew up with no insurance.
That's
and no,
huge.
I mean, it's to me, it's just like, whoa. I mean, I was kind of blown away by this story. So ICU Steinway Family Dental Center. ICU.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Ray in the South. Authorities continue to work to reunite families and search for people after severe storms killed at least 20 in Georgia, Mississippi, and Florida. To help out, just go to redcross.org. In other news, the coast of Long Beach is still closed to swimming and surfing due to a sewage spill from the storm. The death toll in California is at 4 statewide from all the bad weather. And finally, President Donald Trump is expected to sign an executive order today to begin paying for a wall on the U.S.-Mexican border. So, there you go.
Sam Hunt in a bit. Got an announcement, and we'll talk to Sam for a while. Yesterday, they put out the Oscar nominees, and ABC had to list an apology because they had Tom Hanks and Amy Adams listed as the nominees, and they weren't.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Like, yeah.
For like a second, you're like, yeah.
They were like, oh, yeah. So that stinks for them.
Yeah.
Listen, their life's good. Let's not act like, oh, that was their big break. Like, they're good. But still, they got listed as nominees.
Was that ABC trying to like get ahead and they kind of like were typing out probably who they thought and then it just went live?
It's like maybe one of those obituaries that get out on someone famous because they have to have them written ahead of time.
Right. Yeah.
That's all I can would think. Mm-hmm. So I saw that. I watched, a lot of news on that yesterday.
That La La Land has more than a tie, maybe more than anybody. 14
nominations. Yeah.
What'd you do yesterday?
I had a long lunch with the producer of the Nash Chat thing that I do afterwards.
Which is the Nashville after show on CMT's Facebook Live.
Yeah, so met with her for a while, and it lasted way longer than I thought, but it was awesome, so it was good. Evidently, everything's going well, which I was a little nervous. I was like, maybe she wants to go to lunch because she's letting me go. What about you?
Did you get fired?
No, it's going good.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. It was a good long lunch.
Oh, well, you just like... Kelsey Ballerini came over to the house last night and we did a Bobby cast.
Yeah, I saw y'all's cute video you posted.
It was, yeah, it was really good actually. If you go to iHeartRadio and go search Bobby cast, we talked for about an hour and 15 minutes or so. I've known Kelsey for a long time and I felt like it was the most honest and like most real that I've ever heard her, because these artists get in that chair and they don't get interviewed for an hour ever.
Yeah.
And we just talked for an hour. It was really good. So I did that last night. Watch some Office. I'm obsessed now with just finishing all the Office.
Okay.
Did I what?
Well, I guess I didn't know if you either did running or yoga, but I
did not have time to do anything yesterday. Yeah. So you can hear that. Just go over to iHeartRadio and search Bobby Cass. So, yeah, yesterday was busy, and I always try to get work in. I just didn't have time yesterday. So today, I'll do two.
Okay.
That's how it works. This is the Bobby Bones Show. Time for the good news. Wednesdays, tell me something good. Tell me something good. Amy, go ahead.
Henry County, Tennessee sheriff's deputies have donated thousands of pounds of venison and duck meat to those in need. And here's how they do it. They get it from hunters who donate their deer meat and duck meat. And then inmates process and package it to give to the community. And this year, they've given away 7,000 pounds.
Wow. Lunchbox, you're up.
Jack the dog is being called a hero after a fire broke out in the middle of the night at a family home. Jack ran in the mom's room, started barking, licking the mom, wakes her up. She gets her, the husband, and three kids out of the house.
Wow. Dang.
I always love those stories. I wonder if the dog like really knows what's going on. You don't. I wish I knew what my dog was thinking. There are times where I'm like, man, I would give good money to know what my dog's thinking right now. And probably all he's thinking is hungry, poop. But still, I'd give good money to know. I have a story here about some Boy Scouts in Austin that they were out and they were sailing, they were learning, and their leader, Tex Mitchell, had a heart attack on the water.
Crazy.
And so they knew what to do. They treated him for heat exhaustion right as it happened. They got him safely to the shore, and they saved him, and they just had a ceremony recognizing the boys. I mean,
yeah.
The kids.
Oh, that's awesome.
And they didn't freak out, and they saved him. I mean, that's awesome. So there you go. That's good news. I hope you take it and it motivates you to do something good today for someone. Thank you for hanging. Come on, y'all. Bobby Bones Show. Yeah. Apparently, you women, your memories are much stronger than us men.
I'm shocked by that. Just because in my household, my husband's memory is way better than mine.
I don't think it's a memory thing.
Oh.
I think you can remember. I think you just don't want to remember.
Okay. What?
So yeah, I think you just have 100 things, 100 different priorities, and you're just all over the place.
Yeah. It's been proven I have ADD.
So not only that, but really, do you have ADD?
Or is diagnosed by a doctor.
But they just diagnose everybody that comes in with ADD for the most part.
I don't know.
Isn't that one of those safety things where they're like, we'll just go ahead and give you medicine?
Well, technically, I was diagnosed with ADHD.
What's the difference?
It's the next level up.
Hyper.
Well, then I don't argue with that.
H for hyper.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Yes.
If you were diagnosed next level up, then you probably were ADD.
Thank
then.
You.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a doctor anyway.
I don't take meds for it, though.
You should, though, sometimes. Because when you do, it's amazing. and I really can tell the difference.
No, but I don't like to be... sometimes I focus too much. It's like...
Is there such a thing that's like having too much money or being too good looking? I focus too much?
I just don't know that the medicine's healthy for me. It's good for me. So I'm trying to just do it holistically. Is it not working?
Mm.
What is the story?
I forgot.
Squirrel.
My memory. Yes. my memory isn't. So not only do women remember things much better short term, way longer term, the reason is estrogen. Mm. Because the estrogen has a really strong effect on the brain. Eddie, in your relationship, you've been married 11 years now.
Yeah.
Who's the organizer of the family?
I am.
You are?
Like, I keep everything together mentally. She does it physically. Like, I was like, we got to do this. And then she's like, okay, I'll get on it.
So you give the orders and she executes.
Yes.
And the one thing you don't do is...
The dishes.
The dishes, yeah. Yes. Yeah, yeah. And the one thing you hate doing is...
Folding clothes.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Eddie.
What do you think? Not bad. Not a bad system in my house, huh?
Yeah. Is that what it's called? So I just system. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
So Luke Bryan was in Mexico for Crash My Playa, and he decided to learn how to kite surf, and he crashed into some coral, injuring his leg while kite surfing. So
that guy's always hurting himself.
I know. It's like, hey, he goes out for a bike ride, breaks his collarbone.
No risk, no reward. All right, what else?
Okay, so the Oscar nominees were announced yesterday, and the Ryan Gosling Emma Stone musical La La Land led the way with 14 nominations, which ties an all-time record. The 89th Annual Academy Awards is going to air Sunday, February 26th on ABC, and Jimmy Kimmel will be hosting.
The all-time record is Titanic, by the way, in case you're wondering. It tied with Titanic, and then another 50s movie I've never heard of.
Oh, cool. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Charleston, West Virginia. A man caused a scare at the airport when he tried to take an old grenade through security.
Oh, you got to be kidding. It wasn't like, look like, it was a real old grenade?
Yeah, it was a real old grenade, but he's scared of flying, and he said,
wow, that's like, it looks like a new grenade.
Yeah,
but
it just looks like a grenade.
He gets nervous when he flies, and this is his comforting mechanism.
Oh, my goodness. And so I'm sure they agreed to it and said, come on.
No, they gave him a ticket, and they took the grenade.
Yeah, you need to find something else to comfort you in times of despair.
Like baby blanket, teddy bear.
Grenade?
Yeah. I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Bobby Bones.
I'm about to get you right here. You're going to love this. So it's a dad and his four-year-old. She's four. She's tiny. And you're thinking, okay, what? How much can she actually sing?
Mm-hmm.
So he's playing the guitar, and they're singing You Got a Friend. And so imagine them sitting on a couch, and it's just like a handheld camera that's sitting there recording them. And so the dad's playing, and he sings the first verse, and then she sings some of the second verse, but I want to play it for you. Remember, she's 4 years old.
Okay, got
this
it.
Is You Got a Friend in Me.
Yep. By Claire and Dad.
By Claire and Dad.
It's amazing.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from a nice warm bed, you just remember what your old pal said. Yeah, you got a friend in me. Girl, you got a friend in me.
This is the second verse. I'm doing the second verse. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got troubles. I got them too.
Smarter than I am, bigger and stronger too. But none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's just me and you, girl.
And as the years go by,
our friendship will never die. You're gonna see it's our destiny.
How cool is that?
I mean, it gave me all the feels. Like, I
makes me want to have a kid.
Yeah.
I'm in. I want to make those videos. I want to have a kid to make those videos.
I'm oddly emotional. Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. That was so adorable.
We'll put that on our website, bobbybones.com. But I watched it yesterday, and I tweeted it, and I was like, oh, my goodness. She's tiny.
Yeah.
And you just... You think she's like, well, at the beginning, you're thinking that's it. But then when she comes out, it's like, you got a friend in me.
So stinking cute.
BobbyBones.com. Put that up.
Bones.
maybe I have some songs here that was working out too, and I saved them. Not maybe, I know for sure. They're up.
Okay.
I was waiting for Ray to put them up. Here we go. I was talking yesterday about if you're exercising and you look at your phone to text or for whatever reason, like it totally diminishes what kind of exercise you're getting out of it. And so it's like turn your music on and then put your phone away in your pocket and don't go back to it. And so I always like to say, hey, here are the songs that when I exercise motivate me because music's a huge part of it. Here, these are the last four songs that I played as I was running.
I'm in love with your body.
Ed Sheeran, Shape of You.
I'm in love with your body.
If you want to add these to your playlist.
I'm in love with your body.
Brothers Osborne, It Ain't My Fault.
But it ain't my fault.
I try to fight people when this song comes on. I'm like, hey, you looking at me, huh? You're gonna shove someone.
Little phone, not a wrong got done, but it ain't my fault.
Walker Hayes, Break the Internet.
Alabama, California, don't it kind of make you wanna shake? A little bit, shake, shake, a little bit. Hide your daughter, my charisma is so bollock. Y'all, I'm finna break the internet, break, break the internet. I'm gonna be swimming in the chest.
And The Weeknd, Starboy.
I'm a starboy.
Not all terribly new, but man, for me, it's all about music.
They're all solid for me.
I hope you guys are keeping up with your resolution, if that's your resolution, if it was. Like mine, I've been trimming my nose hairs. This morning I trimmed them. That was my resolution.
Yeah, you look good.
Thanks. They feel tidy. So trim my nose hairs, and I woke up this morning, and I was about to leave the house. I was like, whoa, it's been 2 days. For some reason, it's got a light on it.
Oh, well, that's so you can really get in there and see what's going
listen,
on.
Listen, I can get in there with my eyes closed because you hear like it.
Do you ever like shock yourself a little bit with it?
No,
it's protective.
I don't think there's like an electric current to go into it.
Not like shocked, but like, do you ever can you like nick yourself?
No.
No? Okay. I've never used one.
Maybe. Yeah, I would hope not. I'd hope you wouldn't use one.
Okay.
Everybody's got their own body things, you know. Maybe, you know. Yeah. And if you, I tell you what, if you do, that's okay.
Yeah, I can borrow yours.
No, that'd be gross. Yeah.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
You know, the Oscars came out yesterday. I don't want to spend a lot of time talking about it because most of America hasn't seen these movies, and it's like talking about a bunch of movies that nobody's seen. And so I get to vote in some of this stuff because I'm a member of whatever this place is that sends you free CDs. What is it, like Columbia House or something?
CDs?
Oh,
no.
That's not it?
You mean
oh.
It's free movie screenings?
Yeah. I'm a member of whatever, the things that get to vote on this kind of stuff.
Right.
And I don't ever vote because I don't feel like I'm educated enough. I don't watch these movies for the most part. So I gave mine away, which I probably shouldn't say because they're not going to send me anymore.
Yeah.
So around the room, all these movies are being handed over.
Yeah.
And La La Land is up for 14 awards. Haven't seen it. But Titanic is the other 14. In like the normal current day.
So they're tied for the most nominations.
Yeah. There's something from the 50s. I think it's called like Three Stooges or something. It's also up there. But they all had 14 Oscar nominations. Now, who, even the producer, who's seen La La Land? How many people? Eddie, Mike D, just you two?
Wow.
That's it? Okay.
And not together.
But if you have, who cares?
It's not a problem. I'm just telling, just clearing it up. It wouldn't be a big deal if we did. I'm just saying we
who
didn't.
Who did you see La La Land with?
My
Eddie?
Wife and my
okay.
mom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it as good, Mike D, as Titanic to be 14 award worthy?
As good as Titanic, no.
Okay, it's not, is it as good to be not more than any other movie? Like, is it more than any other movie?
I don't see how I got that many nominations.
You don't? Okay.
Something shady.
It's good, though, right, Mike?
It is good, yeah, but 14 nominations, that's a lot.
Yeah, Eddie?
I have an opinion because there's nothing as good as Titanic. Titanic's pretty awesome.
It's the test of time for it to live through.
Sure. But La La Land, it's about Hollywood. The people that vote for this stuff are from Hollywood.
Yeah.
It's a Hollywood story.
So a story about themselves?
Yeah, so they're all attached to it.
If there was an award show that I was voting for and all the awards are about, you know, right. shows about me, yes. I'd vote for that show.
Correct.
Oh, good point, yeah. I wonder.
What do you
it.
Give it if you're grading it letter-wise, Mike D?
It's an A.
It is an A, Eddie?
Solid A.
Really?
I loved it.
Not A+, though.
No. Because it's a musical.
Did you watch Deadpool?
Yeah.
Did you like Deadpool better?
I did.
Yeah, Deadpool's good, yeah.
Bobby Bones.
All right, Sam Hunt coming up.
Bones.
All right, never gonna get it. Only about 10% of us trust this. We see it. Only about 10% of us trust this when we see it. Like 1 in 10, trust this when we see it. Our phone number is 877-77-BOBBY. 877-77-BOBBY. Amy, 10% of us trust this when we see it. What is it?
Well, I wrote down government.
The government. Wow, I believe it's far less than that. But yeah, there we go. That's not correct.
Okay.
Lunchbox.
A movie review.
Oh, no. Eddie.
A magazine.
Oh, no. You're not right. So I'll let some listeners hop in. We'll get their guesses. About 10% of people, that's it. They see it and they go, ugh. Mr. Bobby Bones. Only 1 in 10 of us believe this when we see it. Let's go over to Nicole. Nicole, thank you for calling. What do you think it is?
Yeah, is it the weather?
No, not the weather. Do you mean like if you're looking at the forecast on like your phone or something?
Right.
Okay, no, I thought you meant like you walked outside and you looked at the weather and you go, I don't believe it.
The sun is not out.
No, that is not it. Amy, over to you. Only 1 in 10 of us.
A UFO sighting.
Ooh. Oh, no. No. Oh. No, no, no. Lunchbox?
Rainbow.
Interesting.
Okay.
Eddie, what do you think?
One of those TV emergency warnings.
You guys need to believe this stuff. Like, guys.
You know what I'm talking about?
Like, right now we're not believing rainbows or EAS warnings.
Those.
Guys, no, we need to believe this stuff.
Yeah, believe in the rainbow.
Come on. Only 1 in 10 of us have high trust in this. Lauren in Virginia. Thank you for calling. What do you think?
The scale when you weigh yourself.
Again,
good one.
Something I'd probably believe. Never gonna
know it. I got it.
So, Lauren, do you look at the scale and go, nah, that's not real?
Most of the time, or at least I like to think I do.
Yeah, that's not it. That's not it, but thank you.
Oh, man.
It's a quality guess.
That's a good one.
It's a fun, no. It's a funny guess. No, I'll give you one more shot at Amy. 1 in 10 people.
Well, but I don't know. I'm kind of piggybacking off of Eddie's, and it's really hear, not see, but fire alarm.
Okay, like, guys, you got to stop.
I don't ever leave the building.
That's terrible. Leave the building. You guys are terrible. We'll come back to it in a minute. You're never going to get it. Lunchbox, by the way, thinks that I'm in trouble with my girlfriend for Valentine's Day.
Absolutely, because we had her on the air, and she said, oh, yeah, I'm so fine with going to Waffle House. That's so great, which means you have more money to buy me a big present, so Bobby, you have to go big because you're taking her to a dinner at Waffle House. She expects something huge when it comes to gift.
I'm not a guy that gives gifts because they cost a lot.
It's more thoughtful.
Yeah, sometimes a thoughtful gift does cost a bit. Sometimes it doesn't. I think the Waffle House, and we talked about it last night, like at length. I was like, hey, we're good, because she may not even be here on Valentine's Day. It's still up in the air if she has a TV thing to do or not. And if she doesn't, then we're going to that Valentine's Day Waffle House. Only but I saw an internet story, followed up on it, and then, I mean, we crashed the website and everything. It was amazing. And she was like, I'm totally into it, like, because it's just fun. We just like to do things.
Like
to laugh together more than anything, just laugh. And so that's fun, and it's not pretentious. And you know what? It's not. Valentine's Day is really not worth the money. It's just really not. It's worth the thought, and sometimes thought takes money. But just because it's a certain day, you shouldn't have to go spend a bunch of money that you don't have.
Right. I agree.
So I disagree with that. And I think I know her well enough that if I
You wouldn't be dating her if this bothered her.
0% would I date her if it was ever a get me a gift kind of thing.
I never said it bothered her, but she expects something. I'm telling you, I've been married. You haven't. You don't know what it's like.
You are married.
Exactly. I know That's how true. Women work.
Mm-hmm. I've been in more relationships than you have.
Yeah, but you've only been with this girl 7 months. Your first Valentine's Day, so just don't screw it up. I'm just warning you.
I'm not worried about that.
I can't wait to hear Lunchbox's big plans for Valentine's Day.
Do you have big plans?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Are you going to tell us or no?
I'll watch some TV.
Oh, that's the big plan.
Yeah, we don't do Valentine's Day.
He knows women,
Day.
Bobby.
I've been married. You ain't.
So when we see this, only 1 in 10 of us believe it when we see it. That's what the never gonna get it question is. And we all see this, by the way. This is not something rare. We all see it, but only 1 in 10 of us are believing this whenever we see it. Hello, Russ in Virginia. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Bobby?
I'm good, man. I appreciate you listening and calling. What do you think about this? 1 in 10 see it, and we believe only 1 in 10.
I think this is a crazy answer, but their bank account, the balance.
Again, are you thinking it's more, Russ? Like, are you like, okay, this is not right?
Yeah, we see it and we just want more. We want more.
Yeah, that's not it. I appreciate the call. Amy, you take a shot?
I have it.
Go ahead.
Psychic stuff.
Oh, wow. That's not it. We'll come back to it in a second. I'll take one more. Sarah in Virginia Beach. Only 1 in 10 of us that see it believe it. What is it? You get all these guesses, Sarah. You're sitting in Virginia Beach. You ready to go?
Sorry.
tax return amount.
Like, you think it's more than what you're getting?
Yes.
Yeah, it's not it. I'll give you guys a hint. It has nothing to do with money.
Okay. I've already got it.
0% money. We'll come back to it in just a second. Here's Joe Don Rooney of the Rascal Flatts, who's playing our iHeart Country Festival, by the way, at Rascal Flatts are, talking about the evolution of country music.
Country music has evolved so much through the years, obviously, and I think, you know, this genre has grown so much through the years, and I think it needs everybody that's in it, you know, to make it what it is. And but we're proud to be a part of country, and wherever it's headed, we can't wait to go there.
I understand.
That's cool.
And he's right. This is the same conversation that happens all the time, every time, for the history of the entire format. Mm-hmm. It's always been, where is this format going? For the history of the format, there's never been a time where it hasn't been like, we don't like the direction country's going. And I've told the story many times of my grandma, who grew up in Arkansas, went to watch Johnny Cash. He's from Arkansas. When you're from Arkansas, and someone's from Arkansas, they're even a bigger deal. And she was like, they're protesting them because they were like, this is rock and roll, this is not country. Even from then, it's just always, everyone's like, well, that ain't country. And when someone says that, give them a little wink and go, you're not that smart.
I like how he put it, though. He's like, we're happy to be a part of it. He's like, wherever it's going, we're excited to go with it.
And those guys are living, relevant legends. They're still making hits. They had a number one last year, and they had a number one 11 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, they've been around that long. They're playing our iHeart Country Festival, if you want to go to that. Here is Lady Antebellum, also playing our iHeart Country Festival. They did You Look Good, their new song on Ellen yesterday. I don't know if you heard this song. Such a good song.
Yeah.
I was so glad when that song, when I got to hear it, I was so glad that it was good. Luke Bryan announced the Hunting, Fishing, Loving, and Fishing, Hunting, and Muck Leak tour yesterday.
Hunting, Fishing, and Loving Every Day tour.
Yeah.
How about that, you little mutt? I got them all. Brett Eldridge, Craig Campbell, Lauren Elena, Adam Craig, Granger Smith, Seth Dennis. Y'all are coming with me.
So he's doing 50 shows, basically.
48.
Yeah, and all those people are, I think Brett's doing every show with them, and the rest are kind of rotating in and out, but it's, cool. It's a bunch of people, yeah. So he's playing Duck Hunt in that clip.
But it is cool. Lauren Elena is one of the people, and Craig Campbell, and Granger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. I'll play it for you in a minute, because I recorded it. I called Lauren Elena last night, because she had her album release party.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, I'll just play it for you in a minute. Because Lauren's like, she's fun. And so I have her on FaceTime last night going crazy. I'm going to give you guys one last shot at this. It's called the Never Gonna Get It. We see it, but only 1 in 10 of us believe what we see, okay? Amy.
Oh, nutritional information.
No, that's not right. Let's go to Nate in Madison, Wisconsin. Nate.
Hey, how's it going, Bobby? My guess was like the medical surgeon general's warning or you know, no. Stuff like that.
No, that's a good guess. It's better than people going rainbow. And I believe rainbows. But no, that's not it. Lunchbox?
Oh, it's easy. When you're driving your car and your gas light comes on, you
don't
believe it.
Oh, that's a great guess.
Oh,
I
know, yes.
Because I don't believe
it.
Like, you driving?
I was hating on rainbows, but that's a really good guess.
I know.
It's not right, but that's a really good guess. Eddie?
I got it.
Yeah.
You know, when you're making a tortilla and, like, you see...
Okay. Are you, like, seeing Jesus in a tortilla?
Sometimes you see Jesus or Virgin Mary or something.
Yeah, no. No one's got the answer. So the answer is only... We see it, but 1 in 10 of us actually believe it. It's... News on Facebook.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, just
wow.
Things, just in period, things on Facebook.
That's sad.
We've been conditioned to believe nothing we see on Facebook anymore.
Wow. Yeah, 1 in 10.
Like people's status, like we don't believe that's really real. We don't believe the news that comes up. We don't believe the memes that say this happened.
Just, when there's like a really big alligator, we don't believe that.
We're like, that's not real.
Yeah.
There you go. We have no winner today. Wow.
Well, that's right. We're never going to get it.
Never going to get it.
We're
not
even close.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
So Carrie Underwood is in Self Magazine sharing some tips on her healthy lifestyle and what it's like to be vegetarian. I thought she was 100% like vegan, but she said it's hard when she's on the road. Sometimes she has to need an egg
sometimes
here or there.
Sometimes she needs a steak. I get it.
No, not a steak, but like an egg. She loves roasting vegetables. She's always got sweet potatoes or spaghetti squash or something like that going in the oven. So there's a little tip from her there. And she said, Wear your workout clothes all day long. That's what she does. And that way, if you've got a second where you can fit in a workout, especially being a new mom, boom, you're already dressed and ready to go. You work out. And if you go to BobbyBones.com, you can see all of her tips. We've got the article posted on our Facebook page. Let's see. The snubs for the Oscars. A lot of people were like, whoa, Deadpool didn't get nominated.
Because I don't think people expected Deadpool. Well, I just think they thought it would be cool if it did because it did so well as an R-rated movie.
Well, I guess because it got Golden Globe nominations and a lot
which
of times,
again was very surprising.
Yeah, so they thought, wow, okay, at least maybe the Oscars will recognize it. No, totally snubbed. And then Amy Adams was snubbed for some stuff, but she was put on ABC's website that she was actually nominated and they had to take that down. Like, whoopsie, mistake. I think they did the same thing to Tom Hanks as well.
Yes, as Sully. So they both were sad. Sully and Tom Hanks.
Yeah. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Last night, by the way, and if you guys want to talk about this later, we can. I had a prenuptial agreement talk with my girlfriend.
Oh my!
Just because
we were talking about this. Yes, when?
Well, we were reading an article. I was reading some stuff about the show, and I was just finding stuff to talk about. And I was like, hey, and we had a whole prenup talk last night. And I'm not scared to talk about that stuff. Like, I wouldn't be in a relationship if there was no future in it. Period.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't run for like, oh, I don't want to talk about this stuff. No, that doesn't bother me. So we did. We had a pretty long conversation about it last night. If you want to hear that kind of stuff, I'll tell you about it later.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. Sam is here now. Ray, he's here, right?
Yeah.
All right, so Sam Hunt will be in.
Man, I don't know. I feel like normally I would pick Sam Hunt over that, yeah. But I'm kind of like, I kind of want to talk about this.
No.
I guess we'll have to wait.
We'll have to wait.
Okay.
Lunchbox, did you see the story about the $20 million that was found in the bed?
Oh, my goodness. How awesome did that look?
Well, it looked very unsafe.
I mean, it looked like the coolest thing in the world, and I was like, if you were there, you would have to take a handful.
So they found this bed, and they showed, they said, this is what $20 million looks like crammed into a box spring.
Oh.
What?
And it was just money, money, money stacked, right? And it was in Massachusetts. Investigators said the money was connected to a pyramid scheme involving Telex Free, a telephone service. I don't know much about the scheme. But when I saw the picture, all I thought about was Lunchbox, because I know you used to take money and just stash it in your house, in different drawers and cabinets.
Correct.
And corners.
Oven mitts.
Yeah, oven mitts.
Oven mitts is a great hiding place.
Has your wife taken you away from that?
I still hide some, but not as much because she thinks it's weird and she always finds money somewhere and she's like, why is there money in this drawer? I'm like, don't move it.
That's your other savings account.
Yeah, that's my safety net.
Yeah.
It's smart.
Do you ever forget where money is?
Yep. Sometimes. And
when you moved, do you think you moved and forgot and left money behind?
No, because I take everything with me. But I did leave, I've never lost money.
So
but would you know,
any.
Though? I'm saying, would you know?
Yeah.
You wouldn't know if you forgot. Is there a chance that your last house?
Oh, probably. When I lived with Ray, because I hid money around that house, maybe Ray took it. Who knows?
Ray, did you ever find money living with Lunchbox?
I didn't.
No?
And
where? He just hides it everywhere. Like, where do you hide your money?
Like I said, the oven mitts. You can do couch cushion, like underneath it, in between the mattress and the box spring, just in the bathroom drawer, under the towels.
Yeah, cool. All right.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, Sam Hunt's here. Hey, dude.
Hey, what's happening, Bobby?
Man, it's been a minute since you've been in the studio.
It has been a while.
I've seen you out a few times.
Yeah, we have. We've crossed paths several times late last year, and we got to hang, not for very long, but
a couple
weeks ago.
Oh, in the Million Dollar Show. Sam was there.
Yeah.
Sam played our festival.
Yep.
Right? Yeah. Uh-huh. And I saw your fiance.
Ron ran you. I tried to run you off.
Oh, yeah. No, I got ran out. Yeah. I was running in with a phone, and Sam's bodyguard tried to tackle me.
That's right.
And I punched him.
During rehearsals.
No, I didn't punch him. I just played.
Bobby beat
it was
bodyguard.
Awkward. He was coming after Bobby. Yeah. Bobby's like, I'm a DJ.
And if I can give myself a little credit here, I met your fiance there. You know his mouth stayed shut? Me.
What's that?
I didn't say a word. Could have come back and been like, guess what I know, everybody?
Oh, yeah, that's right. We were already engaged.
I'm the man with a million secrets, though.
You could have spilled the beans.
I could have spilled all of them. I got my own beans, Sam. You're here for a reason, though, today. We have a tour to announce first.
Yeah.
So let's get the nuts and bolts out here. So Sam Hunt is here to announce a tour. So what do we got going here?
Yeah, we're heading out with Maren Morris and Chris Jansen and Ryan Falzay on a tour that will be my first headlining tour. We did like a club headlining tour a couple springs ago, but this will be my first time getting out and playing in some of the venues that I have just been an opener in the past couple years. So I'm excited about that.
Probably because you blew up so fast. You were, like, when you were playing with Lady A, like, it was crazy. It was like they had three openers.
Yeah, it was wild that that many people, when we went out with those guys, knew the songs and came out really early and hung out with us and just had a big time and for the opening set with us. So yeah, I mean, that was my first experience with playing in front of that many people. But it was a blast. That was a great tour. We had a ball.
So it's called the 15 and a 30 tour. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, why is that?
That's a line from the new single. It's called Body Like a Back Road. And so there's a line in it that says doing 15 and a 30. And
like driving, like speed limit?
Yeah, just, well, more like seat lean back, slow riding kind of back road. Not in too big a hurry. You know, a lot of tours are like, have intense titles, you know, pedal to the metal, whatever, full speed ahead kind of energy. But I don't know. I'm a little bit more laid back, so I thought that title was a little more fitting of my, I guess, personality and what will most likely be the personality of the tour out on the road with the rest of the guys and girls.
All right, Sam Hunt's here. It's the 15 and 30 tour. Tickets go on sale February 1st, which is the day your new song will come out, Body Like a Back Road.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris Jansen's on it. Close friend of ours, Maren Morris, is on it. Man, that's a good show. And then Ryan, too.
Yeah.
How long ago did you have this thing under construction?
We've been chatting about it for a little while. I had some other things on my plate this past fall, so I have to give a lot of credit to my manager, Brad. He sort of has been piecing it together and working hard on putting it together for the last several months. And fortunately, it's all lined up here first of the year, and we just needed some new music to put out. So I, you know, spent a little time in the studio over Christmas and got a couple songs ready to put out, and have put out a little music, and now ready to announce this tour and get back up on the road.
Next week, we're going to have the full song, but I have 19 seconds of Body Like a Back Road. Can I play it?
Yeah, rock it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, 19 seconds of Body Like a Back Road.
Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 and 30, I ain't in no hurry. I'm gonna take it slow, just as fast as I can.
I'm calling it. It's a hit.
I might download that.
That's good. So next week, we're going to play that for the first time, the full thing.
Yeah.
Like, what have you been doing, like, the last few months?
Man, I've been...
You've been gone.
I've been traveling. Yeah, I thought this fall was going to be... I was just going to be sitting around the house.
Where'd you go?
Hanging out, but I've been traveling a lot. I went to... I spent a lot of time in Hawaii in early part of the fall, and then I went to... got a chance to go to Israel back in November and spent about 2 weeks there.
Wow.
What do you do in Israel?
Just... try to educate myself in that part of the world and that place and that land. And you know, there's a lot of significance for me with places that tie into, the Israel that I've learned about from the Bible growing up, you know. And so I was able to see some of these places that I've only read about, you know, my entire life. So it was...
Was this sort of like a spiritual pilgrimage for you? Did you go over with that in mind?
That was absolutely a big part of it. That was part of the inspiration for taking that trip. It was a spiritual experience. There's something about that place that's moving. And I was over there with my girlfriend at the time and got engaged over by the Sea of Galilee and having her out there with me, and she had already been, so she kind of had a little bit of insight into some of the places we should go and check out. So it was nice having a tour guide who kind of knew what was going on over there. So we had a big time.
Walk me through that the engagement.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
do you have the ring in your pocket?
Yeah, I did, and you know, I thought it was going to be a cinch, just one of those things. Like, you know, what's the big deal? You just get the ring out and ask her to marry you. But when you're carrying it around in your pocket, and the moment is pressing, it's a completely different deal. And we actually got into a little riff one evening when we were hanging out. I had the ring in my pocket and was planning on asking her, and something came up, I can't remember, that irritated her, and she got kind of upset. And I realized that this may mess up my big plan to ask her to marry me that night. And so that it kind of agitated me more about this issue. It turned into this kind of fight that fortunately led to a perfect opportunity to ask her ask her to marry me. So this little altercation we had actually worked out and created an opportunity for me to ask her to marry me, and it worked out, and it was a special moment.
Did you cry?
If I had blinked really hard, I think a tear might have fallen out. Yeah, so my eyes are welling up a little bit.
Congratulations, man.
Awesome. Thank you, man.
Like, I'm really happy for you.
I appreciate it. I'm really excited about it.
So just give me a quick answer on this. How many number one songs do you have?
Oh, shoot. I don't know.
You really don't know?
No.
If I'm asking, though, do you think what?
Six or seven, maybe.
Okay, so I'm wondering.
Well, that's counting. I mean, of my own, four.
Okay, I wonder how you thought about it in your head. Because you go three, you have three or four Sam Hunt number one songs. Well, hold on. You have Break Up a Small Town, House Party, Take Your Time, Leave the Night On.
Yeah, four.
You have four?
I think it's four, yeah.
But then you also have songs that people may not even know that you wrote. That other artists cut. Because you kind of came in as a songwriter before you didn't. You're not an overnight success, I guess, is my point. You came to town and wrote songs for people.
Yeah, I was hitting it pretty hard for several years before finding a direction musically for my own stuff, and before getting a record deal, putting a band together, getting on the road. I was putting work in the songwriting department.
Tell me about this one here. Come over, Kenny Chesney, Come On Over.
Yeah. Come over. That was probably the most special, I guess, opportunity I've had since moving to Nashville. It set the wheels in motion of this whole thing that has gone on over the past 2.5 years for me, with being able to make my own record and tour and put an album out. That song is really special. It started the beginning of a relationship with a couple songwriters too that I have gone on to write lots of songs with, lots of the songs from the record, and just some of my best buddies that I'm working on music with now, with the two guys I wrote that song with.
Was that ever meant for you at first?
Yeah, that was right about the time I started stockpiling the songs that I feel like fit my voice to make a record. So that was one of the ones I had put to the side. But, I was still a broke songwriter, kind of living month to month, and having Kenny Chesney record a song, even though I really didn't have that many songs with potential to spare, I was willing to, give that one up pretty quick when he decided he wanted to put it out. And I'm glad I did.
Two other ones that you recorded that other artists put out. Urban had Cop Car, which you all, and William Michael Morgan, I Met a Girl, which went number one for him, too.
Yeah.
And so, again, like William Michael Morgan, I Met a Girl. How in the world does that go from your mixtape to him getting that song?
Yeah, so it's a complicated process. There are a lot of moving parts in the publishing world. So, as a songwriter, I had songs that I started to build up in the catalog with my publisher, and I Met a Girl was a song that I was gonna put on the record. I did like an acoustic version, like you mentioned, for that mixtape, but I didn't put it on the record, so this song was still in my catalog, and the publishers that pitched those songs to other artists, I guess, played the song for some of the guys over at his label, and they thought it was a good fit for him and recorded it and put it out.
You make a lot of money off that, though, right? Like, songs that you write.
You can do well. Yeah, if you get a song on the radio, it kept me fed for about 4 years.
Stuttering.
I give you one more. We Are Tonight, Billy Currington. You wrote this one.
Yeah.
For you?
That one was sort of borderline for me. That was about the time when I started leaning towards the more R&B thing. Like I wrote that song about the time I wrote Take Your Time, and that was sort of a fork in the road for me. It was either go the direction of this, which is a little more anthemic and big, or the R&B route. And that's when I leaned on the Take Your Time direction and let go of that song and went more down that Take Your Time road, more towards that R&B style.
Well, congrats on the tour.
Thank you, man.
It sounds like it's going to be a fantastic tour. Next week, tickets go on sale 15 and 30. Sam will also come back next week, and we'll play Body Like a Back Road, the full version. Unless, dude, you did something completely crazy, and that was the whole song, 19 seconds. You talk about changing the game, start releasing 19-second songs.
Spins.
People be like, listen, people be like, that'll never work, Sam. Do it again. Prove them wrong. Dude.
I like it.
Sam comes in. I've got 51 songs. They're all 19 seconds.
I could get my record done quick.
Like, dang, that's good. By the way, your midnight New Year's Eve thing was awesome. It made everybody stop talking about Mariah Carey for about an hour.
Oh, like, yeah. When you put, man, I missed that whole thing, the Mariah Carey thing.
But, What'd you do New Year's?
I went down to the beach with my folks. There's a little island down in the Bahamas my dad has taken us to the past couple years for Christmas, and I went bone fishing down there for a few days.
Whomever's idea was to put that song out at midnight on New Year's, like, you need to give him a little extra raise.
Yeah,
that
was good. One of the boys in the crew, yeah.
That's a good one.
But yeah, all right. I was glad to get some new stuff out.
I'll see you next week. We'll come back next week. We'll play the new song.
Yeah.
All right. Sam Hunt, and we'll come back in just a second here on The Bobby Bone Show.
The Bobby Bone Show.
Apple is releasing a new version of Find Your Phone. So let's say you're on a computer, and you want to know where your phone is. You can type it in, and it goes, boop, your phone's here. And it gives you the general vicinity of where your cell phone is, like a house or a location. Because I've lost my phone before. When I was working, I guess I was playing golf once. I didn't have an iPhone when I was working at the golf course. I was playing golf once back when I used to play golf. How long ago was that? Four years ago?
Yeah.
I don't even play golf anymore. I left my phone at the golf course, and I was like, wonder where it is. Couldn't find it. Boop, showed me right there. Drove back, found it. And then when I got robbed 2 months ago in Florida, the computer was stolen. A lot of stuff was stolen out of the van. And I click it, but it was like, it hasn't connected, so I can't find it.
Yeah.
So unless you turn it on, you can't. And it's never been connected. So I don't know when they steal stuff. Like, do they wipe it somehow and then start over?
I guess it depends on how high-tech your thieves are.
Otherwise, they just got a paperweight. Because on my Find Your Phone, I shut down my computer. And first of all, it was like, let me know when it comes on. And two, if it comes on, shut it down immediately. And not only that, erase it.
Yeah.
Because I got highly sensitive documents.
You show them.
And so I guess they just got a big old paperweight. But now with these AirPods, because new iPhones don't have headphone jacks in them.
Yeah.
There now you can find your AirPods with the Find My Phone app.
Oh, my goodness.
Because everybody's losing them. But I ordered them. I don't have them. I ordered them 2 months ago, and they still don't have them.
You still don't? Oh, my goodness.
Because they're back ordered.
Dang, that's just one extra thing to keep up with.
Yeah, it's one extra thing to charge. No, right. It's annoying. I hate charging things. You have to keep everything charged.
Mm-hmm. You just need a battery on us.
Solar energy. Like, I wish my car could use solar. I park it outside all day. Why can't it use that sun that it's parked out under and make energy?
It's true.
I'm sure you can get yourself one of those somewhere.
No, not fully. Mm. Top 5 country albums right now. Number 5 album from Jason Aldean, They Don't Know. Here's Lights Come On. Everybody's screaming, lighters in the sky. Yeah, Aldean will be playing our iHeart Country Festival. A few tickets left if you want to come to that in Austin. Number 4 country album right now is Miranda Lambert, The Weight of These Wings. Here's Vice. Another vice, another call, another bed I shouldn't crawl. Number 3 is old Sturgy, A Sailor's Guide to Earth. Sturgy. Keith Urban, Ripcord, number 2. After all this time, it still feels so. And you guess what the number 1 country album is right now? Country album. Don't look at your papers.
No,
I just asked if you guessed.
No, I already know. I read it.
I don't.
Stapleton Traveler. Still.
Wow.
How about that? Isn't that crazy?
That's a long time.
It's been number 1 on and off for,
man,
over a year.
Yeah.
How about that? I'm a traveler. Oh, I'm a traveler. Those are your top 5 albums. Like, that Traveler album and Sam's album have lasted forever and just been bought like crazy. At a time when people don't really buy albums, like, those full projects are just so good. So, yeah, congrats again to Chris Stapleton. I'm just a traveler. I like what John Mayer's doing. He's putting out 4 songs every month, and I love John Mayer. So I've got 4 songs that I'm becoming obsessed with, and next month, 4 more come out. Oh, I love it.
Christmas
it's like
every
Christmas
month.
Every month. Yeah, it's awesome. Look at this jacket right here. Number 89. Got this my senior year, high school football.
Wow.
Yeah, like 3-year letterman.
What those lines mean?
One, two, three. 3-year letterman.
Senior.
What's that right there at the football? At the football. And then.
Where's your stuff? Do you get to add like all of your academic stuff?
I didn't.
Oh, it would have been too much.
It looked like a Boy Scout robe. I have my jacket and I wore it today and I kept it. And it's like the one thing from high school that I keep and put it on here. Oh, look. The sleeves used to be white, just to describe it. It's red on the body, and the sleeves used to be white because we're the Red Devils.
And now it's like off-white.
Eggshell. We're the mighty eggshell Red Devils. Yes, Eddie.
Why is it so big on you? Did you lose a lot of weight?
No, when I play ball, I'm a big boy.
You probably ordered it big because you thought you were...
I mean,
you
I just wore clothes bigger.
Okay, all right, that makes sense. Back and then we were baggy. Yeah, we were into baggy.
It was
yes,
the 90s.
Yes.
Good point.
And let me see what size it is, though. That's a good question. It's probably like a... It's a size XL. Wow.
What?
Extra large, yes, dude.
Let me tell you a little something about my life right now. I'm at a struggle with my masculinity in many ways, right?
Okay.
But I wear a medium, a solid medium, and I try to stay really fit. I try to work out 5-6 times a week. Eat perfect. Like, I try. I'm on that borderline of having to go to a small, and ooh, that's tough. Because how do you... That's a tough one for me.
Oh, my goodness.
I know, yeah. And I can't... Like, this shirt here is a medium, and it's a little big.
Little big? You can barely breathe in that thing.
No, that's what?
No, look at all that room.
Lunchbox likes stuff way big.
Yeah, no, Lunchbox likes my high school stuff. Like, it's kind of the same thing. But that's your style. But for me, it's like...
You cannot
it's just
go
hard.
Small.
I know.
You can't.
It's hard for me to buy that letter S.
What if we just start altering your mediums?
What if we just cut the S out and put M's in on small clothes?
Them in.
Yeah. Do you have anything in your life, Anne, where you like you don't want to let it go?
I mean, I have not let go of my high school cheerleading uniform.
That's true, and she put it on one day.
I did. Mm-hmm.
And why won't you let it go?
Well, because I think it's cool to have, and like my daughter one day, I'll be like,
are you going to put it on?
Uniform.
Do you know any cheers? They used to do?
Oh.
Like, breaks off a little something.
No, I really don't.
Come on, guys. Hey, quarterback.
So I don't really, honestly, like, I don't know.
Oh, boo.
Go Marines. Listen,
even
you guys,
I knew. U-G-L-Y. You ain't got no alibi. You ugly.
We didn't really call people ugly.
Oh, we did. We would yell at them. We got spirit. Yes, we do. We got spirit. How about you? And then we yell at the other side of the field.
You were a cheerleader?
No, but I would watch
sounds like it, man.
And sometimes I'd yell too. Sometimes I would yell too. I'd be on the field. Because I only played offense. I was too much of a weenie to play defense.
Mm-hmm.
If it was like nickel package, I'd come in as like the extra cornerback. But I was a decent wide receiver. Not good.
I was
decent.
Not a decent cheerleader.
You weren't?
No. I don't even know how I made the team. Like, I was not good.
So I wore my high school Letterman jacket in today just to kind of be funny. But, you know, like myself, we all have one thing usually that we hang on to from back in the day. And, like, I've cleaned my closet out probably 15 times, and I just will not let this jacket go.
Yeah, no, you can't. You have to keep it forever.
Amy keeps her cheerleading uniform.
It's hanging in my closet.
Lunchbox, do you have anything?
I have my high school soccer shirt. We have shirts made. It's like a soccer ball and flames coming off of it on the back, and it says Anderson High School Soccer. And I have it, and I wear it all the time, and I will never get rid of it because that was the best time of my life.
Wow.
Dang.
Do you think that was the peak?
I mean, that was the peak, dude. That was so awesome.
So you're a high school peaker?
Those were the best days ever.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
So much fun. You had no worry in the world. You were just having a good time. You were friends with everybody, social butterfly, and I mean, just the time of my life.
Quintessential Uncle Rico.
What is the highlight of your life?
The highlight of
give
my
life? I want to know what, like, if it's like, give me that monumentous moment, Lunchbox.
I mean, I guess being prom king.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, that has to be it, because that is the greatest award you can get besides being named president.
Because
people voted for you to be prom king, so there's nothing else you can get. I mean, you can get employee of the month. Who cares?
Or married.
Oh, you can get married too, but a lot of people get married.
That's a lot of people.
That's true.
Your logic is right.
Not a lot of people become prom king.
That's true. Eddie, do you have anything you hold on to?
Yeah, my first NFL jersey that I got.
Back when you played?
No. It was back when I was a kid. It was Joe Montana, but I got the jersey when he got traded to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh.
No one even knows it's a Montana jersey, but I have it. My wife has tried to throw it out like 10 times, and nope, that's staying with me forever.
Dave Lynn in Yorktown, Virginia. What are you holding on to?
Okay, so I have this red shirt from my senior year, and I graduated in 08, so it says 08, don't hate on the back. And I think it's so funny, but I literally wear it like once a week for like the last 10 years, and I just won't get rid of it at all.
Hey, 08, don't hate. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Thank you. Christian in Louisiana. Hi, Christian.
Hey.
What do you have that you're holding on to?
I have every cheerleading uniform that I've ever owned from about fourth grade to senior year.
So why do you have them all?
Well, you know, you never know when somebody's going to need their spirits lifted.
That's funny. Thank you for the call. Casey in North Carolina. Casey, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
What do you want? So what do you have in your life? Like, you just can't let go.
My FFA jacket.
Does it have all the awards on it?
Yes, and I have the chain that hangs down with all the awards on it because I was an officer.
Oh, wow.
See?
Future Farmers of America.
We're all proud. Amanda in Largo, Florida, thank you for calling. What's going on?
I got a state championship t-shirt that I keep a hold of. I just can't get rid of.
What kind of state championship?
Softball.
Oh.
And it's state champion, Indiana state champs, 1990.
Represent.
And so the first time my husband saw it, he goes, oh, wow, I was 10 years old when you did that.
Oh.
Oh, and it ruined it. The shirt's just sitting there. I can't wear it ever again.
That's funny. Thank you for your story, man. I'm going to post a picture of my high school Letterman jacket. I'm proud of it, man. And my white, eggshell sleeves. Over the years, it happens.
I do another radio show from my house called The Bobby Cast. And so artists, songwriters, people in the music industry come over and we just talk. It's long form for over an hour. We sit in two chairs and just talk about music or life. And Maren Morris came over. I think we're all familiar with Maren.
Yeah.
And Brian O'Connell came over, who it was a very behind the scenes of how tours and festivals get put together. And then last night, Kelsey Ballerini came over. And so Kelsey comes over probably 5:30 or so. And so, you know, we just sit down and talk, and it's over an hour, but a couple of things. One, we were talking about writing Love Me Like You Mean It. And so
we were listening to Take a Bow by Rihanna. I love pop music. And so we were listening to that song and he was like, I really feel like you should try to do like that swag that she does, how she kind of like laughs after she says a sassy line and all that stuff. And I was like, I just don't know if I can pull that off. So he's like, let's just try it. And he started playing the da-da-ba-da-da-da-da on the guitar. And then we were all kind of like, if you're gonna, and then we literally just wrote it in like 30 minutes.
So it's that kind of behind the scenes stuff. And she even talks about how that song, she wasn't an artist when she wrote that song. So it was pitched to other artists.
And I remember putting on my headphones, listening to this demo and being like, that's special. And I don't know why, because it's not lyrically genius or anything, you know, but it's special to me. And the label felt the same way about it. And it got pitched around town, too, which I didn't know till later.
Oh, so they were trying to give the song to some other people.
I didn't know that because I wasn't signed yet. Yeah.
So it's Kelsey Ballerini this time, but it's always a lot of behind the scenes stuff in music. And Kelsey's playing our iHeart Country Festival.
Playing it this year.
You are playing it, which is awesome, because it's awesome.
I've wanted to.
It's awesome. Because it's not like an award show where it's slow. It's like bam, 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 and the stage flips.
I'm so excited.
We're playing it, but we're bringing out somebody to play with us that people are going to flip out about, which is going to be crazy.
That's sick.
So over an hour of Kelsey and I talking about her career and her fiance and the whole thing.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's a really fun show for me. I just like sitting down and like digging into people's stories.
And you're good at that.
And it was weird because I've known Kelsey since the very beginning and I thought I knew everything about her, and I found one nugget that I didn't even know.
There's a nugget?
There's a nugget in there, yeah. And so just go to iHeartRadio and search Bobbycast, and there are, I think, 33 of them. Everyone from Craig Campbell to Chip Esten from Nashville to Caitlin Smith to Maren to Kelsey. So the Washington Post is doing a story on it.
That's crazy.
On the Bobby, because it's become like the big country podcast somehow. I think just because people crave what's happening behind the scenes in country music.
Dang, I'm glad I got in when I did. I'm episode 10.
Are you that early?
Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah. Oh, you did? That was a good one.
Yeah, I made the top 10.
Amy cried during hers. Yeah. I mean, I interviewed with onions in front of her face, but she still cried.
You're like Barbara Walters. Yeah.
Bobby Bones. Hey, brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show. Mm.
Lauren Elena's full record comes out on Friday, and the record's called Road Less Traveled. Her single's called Road Less Traveled. If you trust your rebel heart, and last night she had a party where she played a bunch of songs for a bunch of friends and some industry people. And I saw it online. I was like, I didn't get invited to any party. So I texted her and I was like, hey.
Dang.
I didn't get invited. Lindsay and I were together. I was like, we didn't get invited to your party? Because we're friends with Lauren. And so we start talking and I record her.
I'm sure it was fantastic, and everybody's waiting for your record on Friday.
I'm so nervous about it, but I'm excited. It's been a long time coming. I've been waiting for this day for a long time, so I just got to be
patient and know that what's going to happen is going to happen. That's what I keep trying to tell myself.
Are you... were you nervous playing tonight?
Not really performing. It's just like I was nervous people weren't going to come to the party, but I would have been more nervous if I had known that my friends weren't invited. That would have really made me nervous.
We would have been there. Hey, we don't miss our friends' big things.
I know.
Nope.
I know. I've made that list to cushion myself in case none of the other people came. I'm so upset about it.
I guess our invites got lost.
Oh.
But it looked like the party went great, and her record just came out Friday, and she was on last week talking about it, but she's awesome. I saw a list of the 10 unhappiest states, and I mean, Missouri at 10, Michigan at 9, Oklahoma at 8, Tennessee at 7, Louisiana at 6. These are all states that I love.
Oh, yeah.
These are all like our states.
I'm like, okay.
These are all our states.
That's awesome.
And the top five unhappiest states at number five. Oh, boy. I don't know that I agree with these, but number five, Arkansas.
What?
Oh, boy.
Number four. Yeah, I know, right? Mississippi. Number three, Kentucky. Number two, Alabama. And number one, West Virginia. They based them on three categories: emotional and physical well-being, work environment, and community. So,
dang.
So Arkansas, well, shout out, top five unhappy.
I know one on there that can get fixed in the future.
What's that?
If somebody plans on running for governor of Arkansas, you get them off that list.
Oh. That's a lot.
What? The, the pressure?
It's a lot to get them off the list.
It's a lot of pressure.
That's been an interesting thing, because I tell you, I did say in all seriousness that I was considering running in 2018, and I got to be pretty quick about my decision. And the weird thing is, I've had a lot of people, and last night I had a meeting with like three people. Because it was like, hey, do you really want to do this? Here's what's going to take to run for governor, and here's what do you want to change? And last night, we talked about like what really, like minimum wage is $8.50 there, and I think it needs to be a little higher. Because it's just a livable wage.
They're unhappy about that.
So, but I've actually been meeting with people about running.
So 2018? I feel like that's too soon. I'm sorry.
Maybe it is.
I want to have faith in you, but I feel like it's too soon.
I don't.
Okay.
Or 2020. It's gotta be 2020 or 2018.
Okay,
I don't know. Whatever the next one is.
Behind.
You gotta figure that out.
Yeah, I gotta figure it out.
Somebody let us know when the next gubernatorial race
is. It's gotta be 2020.
Okay.
It's gotta be 2020 because I can't run next year.
Yeah.
Whatever the case is. I've been talking. I should know that, right? Like if I'm gonna run.
Yeah, you should.
Hey, Eddie, when's the next governor race?
Let me call someone.
No, like look on the internet.
Oh.
I was going to call the
old governor.
I have.
2018.
It is?
Yep.
Wow.
That's why it feels like my paperwork's got to get in. But I've met most of the requirements already. But anyway, enough. I don't talk about that a lot. I
will. 2018, that directly affects me like big time.
The thing is,
I'm not trying to be selfish.
Me too.
That's like next year.
You got a friend in me. Right. You guys can come with me.
Thanks, Governor.
Kids, it's, husband, we're moving to Arkansas.
I thought it was 2018, but then I started to think, man, that is quick.
It's quick.
But to be fair,
okay,
I'm ready to work right now.
All right.
The top five songs that are nominated for the Oscars of like best original songs. One of them is Justin Timberlake. Remember they put the article about the worst songs of the year?
Yeah.
And then the song gets nominated for Oscar? This song was always the jam. Dance. Can't Stop the Feeling from Trolls. Justin Timberlake. Do kids love this song, Eddie?
Love it.
They do?
They listen to it every day. Still.
Still?
Still.
Do they agree on this song?
That they can't stop the feeling?
No. No. They're 9-3. Do they agree on letting this song play?
Absolutely. This is number one for both of them.
Do they also agree they can't stop the feeling?
Yeah. They believe that too. I thought that's what you meant.
No, I'm like, it's hard probably for a 9-3-year-old to agree on
things.
No,
they agree on a lot of things.
They do?
Yes, because the little one just does whatever the big one does.
Interesting. But they like the song?
Absolutely.
Here are the other four. Audition from La La Land, Emma Stone.
Here's two.
Oh, sorry. City of Stars, La La Land, Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone.
City of Stars.
Yes, Eddie.
Gosling can't sing.
He can't?
No.
Let me listen here. Let me listen more. Hold on.
City of Stars, are you shining just for me?
That sounds okay.
It's okay,
it's right
but
now.
I mean.
City of Stars.
That's better.
Are you shining just for me?
See what I'm saying?
I mean, listen, he looks good.
Emma Stone, though, she can sing.
Did y'all see Ryan Gosling's wax figure? No. He does not look good.
And the wax figure?
Normally they look almost identical, but poor Ryan Gosling, like, I don't know, they messed up.
There's something called the empty chair. I don't know what this, it's by Sting, but it's from some random movie.
So don't despair of the empty chair.
No.
I mean, to all these
Justin
songs.
Timberlake, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all the way.
I mean, and the winner is, come on. And then How Far I'll Go, and this is from Moana, that movie, by that pop girl, Alicia Cara. Is that how you say her name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See the light where the sky meets okay. the sea. It comes to me. You know.
It doesn't make me want to jump off a bridge.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, and that's
but
a good thing.
Normally you like down music.
I do, but not down songs I don't know. Like oh. I like sad country songs and Coldplay. Like that's my
sad songs right. are Bobby's uppers.
Yeah. Like give me a good sad John Mayer song,
and you're good to go.
And I'm like, woo, I'm ready to go.
It's Friday night.
Yeah, let's. Yeah, Friday. What's a Friday night though? I work on Friday night. Those are the best songs. I have a clip here of Channing Tatum, which I thought was really interesting because he's learning to play piano. And he's teaching himself.
Oh.
And so he made a video. He's like, listen, I'm just going to put it out there and show you guys where I am.
I'm going to shame myself into getting better by showing you where I'm at 2.5 weeks into learning how to play the piano. Bear with me. This is going to be brutal.
Cool though, right?
That's
I think
great.
It sounds yeah. good.
That's bad.
It's well, I mean, listen, that's not how you would normally hear that by someone who's really good, but it's the fact that he's putting himself out there and going, this yeah. is where I am now. It also, one, makes you have to improve because if you do that again in 3 months and you're not better, Instagram's going to crush you.
Mm-hmm.
But that's cool that he's also learning how to play piano. Ashley in Arkansas, how are you, Ashley?
Good, how are you?
I'm really good. What can I do for you?
I was just wondering if you run for governor in Arkansas, will you push for the legalization of recreational marijuana?
Interesting. Amy, do you mind if I talk about your mom for a second in this answer?
No, you totally can.
Okay, yeah. So no, recreationally I would not. I have no problem with it, but recreationally I would not push for the legalization of it. Medicinally, absolutely. And for me, the turning point, Amy's mom passed away from cancer. And I think Amy felt the same way.
Oh, it's a turning point for me too, 100%.
It was... And you're going to speak on this after I do, but since she asked me the question, and I am considering running for governor, to see Amy's mom in such pain and then use it for medicinal purposes and actually have a quality of life, I was like, it's just shaping her life in a much more positive way in her last days. And I got to see that with your mom, like with my own eyeballs firsthand. Not even as close as you did, because you were the same way. You were so anti it.
Yeah. And even my mom was hesitant. Synthetic marijuana, which they gave her in the hospital, and then also actual marijuana, which we had to get from like a high school friend of mine. Which,
somebody mulled it in.
Which was horrible because it was something that, you know,
Jimmy
doctors,
spread them. Let me get it out.
My mom was such a rule follower. And I mean, her nickname was Popo, like, because the police, she was always regulating on everybody. She'd be like, no, don't do that. It's against the rules. It's Popo. Against the law. So for Popo to, you know, finally be at a place or to be so at a place where you're sort of it's a desperation type thing where you're like, I'll try anything to not feel the pain or to maybe get you to eat. Because the thing was, she didn't want to eat. And obviously it helped with that, too. Gave her the munchies. And so... I fully support it. I think some of the drugs that we put into our body that are legal, like from pharmaceutical companies that help us with things, I feel like things that are natural, such as marijuana, can help just the same, and it's natural. Like, why is something natural not legal medicinally?
And that, to me, was the big turning point, to watch that happen.
Yeah.
And so that's my answer. Case dismissed. Doom, doom. Also, you can't go from zero to 100. And like in Arkansas, you just go to jail. All right? You go to jail to, hey, everybody has it.
Yeah.
Run amok, everybody. You know, baby steps.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, you also have to temper expectations. But yeah, no, on a completely serious note, like that was a changer in my perspective of it.
Mine too. My sister too. Like we all, I feel like we're a pretty conservative family.
Very.
that night we were a little more loose.
What's the statute of limitations on that?
What?
Huh?
What?
You admitting something illegal?
No, I'm not admitting to anything illegal.
Okay, I'll just say it. All right.
No.
All right.
No, it's against the law.
Popo's at the door.
Popo.
Yep.
This is the Bobby Bones
Show.
Bunch of people buried in the wrong graves. Here.
No. The misaligned graves were off by one burial plot. When they went to correct those, they realized seven people were mistakenly buried in the wrong plot and had to be moved. The issue was discovered Thursday when a crew began digging a grave for the wife of a veteran already buried in the cemetery, and there was supposed to be room for her in the plot as well. But the crew only found space for one person, along with the name of the plot that belonged to someone else.
What a nightmare.
That's so crazy.
Because it wasn't done on purpose. Now you got to start digging until you find where it gets back on track again.
Oh. Mm-mm.
How dumb do you feel that you've been going to the wrong person's grave?
Well.
Like me, when I die, I don't care what you do to my body. Like, I'm out. Like, I hope all my organs get donated and they go to help people if I'm still, they're able to be.
Yeah.
Don't care about a grave site. None of that stuff. I'm gone.
Well, it's more for the people that are left behind so they can go visit.
Have a party. You know, play this song right here and call it a day. But I can just imagine if, like, that's your thing, going to talk to your relative.
Because some people that really
is
a thing.
It means a lot to
them.
It's just like, oh, you probably feel so...
Well, not
cheated.
Yeah, okay, yeah. You can't feel dumb. It's not your fault.
But you can feel dumb when it's not your fault.
Oh, you can?
Trust me. I do all the time.
Oh.
I feel dumb all the time. And it's only my fault like 90% of the time.
Only 90%?
Yeah. There's that. Sam Hunt came by this morning. I'll play you this. I asked him. I was like, the engagement. Like, how'd that happen? This is Sam Hunt.
You know, I thought it was going to be a cinch. It's just one of those things like, you know, what's the big deal? You just get the ring out and ask her to marry you. But when you're carrying it around in your pocket and the moment is pressing, it's a completely different deal. And we actually got into a little riff one evening when we were hanging out. I had the ring in my pocket and was planning on asking her, and something came up, I can't remember, that irritated her, and she got kind of upset. And I realized that this may mess up my big plan to ask her to marry me that night. And so that it kind of agitated me more about this issue. It turned into this kind of fight that fortunately led to... a perfect opportunity to ask her to marry me. So this little altercation we had actually worked out and created an opportunity for me to ask her to marry me, and it worked out, and it was a special moment.
Did you cry?
If I had blinked really hard, I think a tear might have fallen out. Yeah, so my eyes were welling up a little bit.
Congratulations, man.
Awesome. Thank you, man.
Like, I'm really happy for you.
I appreciate it. I'm really excited about it.
You want to see the whole thing? Go over to bobbybones.com if you want to see that. The five most germ-infested surfaces that you touch every single day, and these stories are the ones that make me just cringe. Number five, coffee pot handles.
Ugh.
Like, I'm good there, I don't drink coffee, but at work, everybody touches that same handle.
So true.
Hand towels at four, because people just don't wash them. Mm. At your home, use them, touch them, leave them. Three, reusable shopping bags. I wouldn't say that's me, because I'm just kind of middle environmental,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not environmental on shopping bags.
Okay.
Like, I'll recycle a little bit.
Yeah.
Lunchbox is super recycle. That one doesn't. Elevator buttons, I try to do my elbows.
Elevator.
I'm not a guy.
Like...
I'm like, pink, pink, trying to hit my elbows, yeah. Or I'll take my sleeve and put it over
what
my hand.
What about, like, your knuckle? You should do that. It's easier.
It probably would be.
This knuckle.
Yeah. Or self-checkout screens is number one.
Oh. I use knuckle for that.
Those are disgusting.
Yeah. Coffee pot one, man. Mm-mm.
Yeah, I don't drink coffee, so I don't relate to
that.
That's
such a good point. People need to wipe that down or use maybe a paper towel to grab it.
Do something over your hand. Yeah. I read stories like this and I'm like, marriage, huh? A husband robbed his bank to escape his wife.
Oh.
Lawrence Rippey, 70 years old, was arrested after he robbed a bank of $3,000. Now, instead of fleeing the scene, he sat in the lobby, waited for police.
Oh, like he legit just wanted to get arrested so he didn't have to go home?
He told the FBI agents he wanted to get away from his wife. He pleaded guilty to one federal bank robbery count, didn't enter a plea. He's going to get 20 years in jail. He's like, I just got to get away from my wife.
Oh my goodness. Like, I could give him a list of other things to go do.
And there was a story about the financial questions that you need to ask before you and your partner move in, get engaged, get married. And I had it up on my screen, and
My girlfriend's over at the house. And I was like, hey, before we even open the article, I was like, hey, let's just read this together and see what our answers would be.
Okay.
Knowing that it could get uncomfortable, but again, why not talk about it?
Right.
I just prefer communication on that level. So it's all money stuff. And so these are the questions. Whose stuff is it? Mine, yours, or ours? And my answer was, it can be all yours. Like, I have no problem. You can move all your stuff in. I don't care. Like, and she was like, yeah, I don't care either.
Well, so wouldn't that make it ours?
It would be ours. It'd be fine. There's just no issue.
Okay.
On that question.
Got it.
What if we break up was the next one. And we have no plans to move in together. As a matter of fact, she just got a new house.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not happening.
Right.
But it could. You never know. It's like, what if we break up? I was like, well, then you would just move out because it's my house. I would leave for 3 days and let you have a few days to get your crap out, and then I would come back.
Three.
Wow, you wouldn't even help her? Like,
No, not if we break up. But again, we're just having this conversation now. I think that's a very honest. It's like, I would give you time, like 72 hours.
Give you your space. Got it.
Get your stuff and go. We've broken up. So goodbye. And that was the answer there. And that was a fair answer.
Okay.
Maybe I said it a little gentle. I probably didn't. I probably was like, I give
you
days.
And she just kind of takes what's hers. But yeah, what about anything that was bought while y'all lived together? Like,
as long as it's not my dog, then she can have it.
Okay. You're free to, she can take the dishes. Got it.
Will we share an account? That's a question. Only if we were to get married. And then I've never had shared accounts, and it's so weird to me because I've been, but again, why get married unless you're sharing everything?
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're not. So I was like, it's all into one pile anyway.
And she was cool with that?
Yeah.
I would be too.
She was cool.
I was hearing you.
I see what you did there.
JK. Okay. I mean, but that's what my husband and I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. We sure.
What if one of us lost our job? That's the question. That could happen to either one of us. She's a musician, so everything's kind of, you never know.
Okay.
Who knows with this job? Like, I have a contract, but what if I decide to, finger quotes, retire, run for governor next year of Arkansas?
Mm-hmm.
What if they don't renew our contract in a few years? It was like, if one of us is our job, then the other one just tries to work more.
Right,
and
to support
the other one, yeah.
Until
because we have two jobs that aren't super, stable all the time. And so this is my girlfriend and I talking about this article, the questions you need to ask before you move in together. And then it's like, do you have any bad spending habits? I don't. I just don't. Like, I have no crazy luxuries. I don't do drugs. I don't drink.
That's true.
Go ahead. I mean, if there's anything you can think of.
Normally it's, to think of when I try, your friends like us try to shop for you. It's almost like you don't have crazy spending habits, but if there is something Apple related that comes out or like
use
a technology, you pretty much are the first person to always buy it.
So we got to that, and then it was like, if you get married, will there be a prenuptial agreement?
Yeah.
And so that's a sticky point with some couples. And I was like, yeah, of course there will be. And she was like, I agree. And
wow.
But
wow.
Here's her thing too.
Wow.
She has a ceiling to make. She's an artist. And artists can make a ton of money or no money. And I would sign one for her.
Yeah.
If that's what she wanted, I would never ask somebody to do something that I wasn't able to do myself. Period. In any part of life or relationship or work, I just wouldn't. And I was like, if I were to have you sign one, because at this point in my life, I'm a little more financially secure than she is. She's a little younger, and she's, just doesn't have as much money.
Shout out younger.
Yeah, just a little bit. But I told her, I would sign one for you too, because she could be doing stadiums in 5 years and making a ton of money. So we had the talk last night.
Wow, okay, so she was cool with it. I thought maybe she would a little bit. I feel like, though, deep down when the time comes.
Don't give me the deep down stuff. Like,
I'm giving you the deep
because
down.
Because I don't think you're right.
When you're at the boardroom table, I don't know how it really goes down when you're signing a prenup, but I figure you're like at some lawyer's office and there's a big table. And
I'm signing it with it never being used. It's never going to be seen again.
Then why sign it?
Why have car insurance? You're not going to have a wreck.
Sometimes you can't control if someone else hits you.
And sometimes I can't control if someone wakes up and goes, he's miserable to live with, I have to divorce him.
Go to counseling.
Okay, go to car driving school.
It's like a tennis match for us.
Whoa. Back all I'm saying
but I'm
is
still like
Amy,
entering into something like but I'm not already entering into assuming it. That something's going to go bad.
Why
like,
you getting in your car driving also, down the road?
But here's what I want go from ahead. You. If I'm marrying you, what I want from you is to just trust me that if we don't work out, because I get it, it might not work out. But if we don't, I want you to know that like we should respect each other in the process, and it shouldn't be some crazy fight where I'm trying to take all your money.
And you know what? Like, in theory, fantastic theory.
I may live in La La Land because I saw my parents.
14 nominations.
No, that's
great movie.
Yeah. Great movie. No, I feel like I'm a little bit like I just have a weird experience because I do come from a divorced home, but I saw my parents handle it so amicably. Like it just, there was no drama. And so I feel like every mature adult should be that way. So
feel like you should never get divorced.
But
it happens.
But it does happen.
And then most divorces don't end on a wonderful note.
Well, people so, need to start.
Great, I agree, and maybe
be
it
nice.
Does.
Like, I sign respectful.
It without, and I sign hers without the ever thought of it ever existing again.
I feel like though, when you're actually putting pen to paper on that, there's some sort of feeling inside, like, oh, why am I doing this? Does he not trust me?
I don't. What, I'm signing one for her too. What do I
and
not
then
trust
you're
her?
Like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. When you put
trust.
Pen to paper, you tell me.
Full trust.
I just
full what, pen to paper.
I don't know, when you're
okay, Johnny Cochran,
it.
What are you doing?
When you're signing the prenup, I don't know. I feel like in that actual moment, and it becomes real.
Listen, Bobby, I gotta say, if it don't fit, you must have quit. Like what? Huh? Where is this language coming from? What are you even watching over there?
I have no idea.
My TV got stuck on a show called Botched yesterday.
Oh, I like
it's
Botched.
It's a terrible show.
What?
I don't even know. Like my remote went out, the batteries went dead.
No, it's amazing. It's
I don't even know what channel I was on.
E. Surgery's gone wrong.
Why was my TV on E now that you say that? I wonder if she was on it. Like watching E after. So, I don't know. My TV comes on, my battery's dead, right? And I'm like, won't change. And I push the button to talk into it to go, TBS. So it'll turn on. Can I watch those sitcoms when I get home? Like, TBS. And so it won't flip. And this show called Botched comes on where this girl got a boob job where the doctor made her like three boobs.
Yeah,
instead.
He botched.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And I was like, it makes me so uncomfortable.
And then the doctors, they come in and repair it. But when they're meeting with them, they're like, ooh, I don't know. This is going to be a complicated case. I don't know if
he
I can
looked
fix
at her,
this.
And he was like, ooh. And I was like, I don't want my doctor going, huh? Like, act like it's common. There's no problem.
Well, they have two kinds. They have botched like that where they messed up the surgery the first time, or they have botched by nature where you were born.
Oh, that one seems sad.
Well, sort of, but then it's no.
Botched doesn't seem a good word for by nature.
I know, no. But I think
botched by a doctor is one thing.
I thought you were going to say, they have one show called Botched, and then they've got Super Botched on HBO.
No.
Where they really mess up.
No, but it's cool because these people.
Up.
I want to say the good part. Can I say the good part?
Yes.
Okay. It's because the doctors are able, these people haven't been able to get the proper help or get rid of whatever they don't like about them that is very different. And the doctors are able to fix it and they go on to have a more confident life.
It is. It is good.
So thank you.
It seems a little fake because of reality because she walked out and she was like, look at my boobies. But yeah, like I don't like Botched. I would consider Super Botched. And if they came out in like HBO and they were like, hey, I'm Dr. Jeremy Smith, and welcome to Booped Up. And now this show today, you think Botched was bad. Look at what the doctor did to her. Look at this tail. She asked for a nose job.
He really?
Now he really booped her up.
Dr. DeBro can fix anything.
Oh, I'm 11. Okay, thank you. Hanging out with the Bobby Bones Show. There's a bizarre new fitness trend. People are exercising naked. And so, let me tell you, here's the thing. I can't even wear loose underwear and jump rope. It hurts. So, I can only imagine having to I can't sleep naked.
Well, aren't they jump roping or like stretching?
But it doesn't matter what you'll do. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
if
the
you're
whole
a guy.
Seems awful. Well, girls, hello, we want sports bras. Some.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Thank you.
It is. I think it's just a little different.
Sure, but I don't know where this is going down, but I don't ever want to be a part of it. It just seems not.
They're nude workout classes.
Okay.
You know what's not sanitary? Like, I'll do yoga today. That, by the way, I do, I don't know what you call it. I call it hot yoga.
It is, yeah, hot yoga.
I said that out loud, and our producer, Ray, goes, can you stop calling it that?
It's what it's called.
Ray, what's your problem with hot yoga?
It just sounds, it's a female activity. And you guys just kept saying it the other day. I was like, I feel like I'm hanging out with a bunch of chicks.
It is a female activity.
Guys like, do yoga, though. It's fine.
Guys do it all the time. No, they're... are like two guys and they're about 25 females. So it is. But Ray's like, can't you just call it like, you know, calling President Trump? It's like, no.
for having a conversation here. But that's not sanitary.
No. Mm-mm. You can't think about it, though. When you're there, just be like, block it out. Whenever I'm walking through someone else's sweat when I'm leaving the room, I'm like, just can't think about it.
Well, I'm not going to go to a naked exercise class.
Yeah, me neither.
I can't. Do you any guys sleep naked?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh,
God. Straight up naked.
Do you really?
Heck yeah.
I can't.
Naked, naked, naked.
And he has night sweats.
And he's very hairy. Lunchbox is very hairy.
Yeah.
I'm glad. I've tried. I can't.
It's more healthy.
But whatever I said, it's just not. I pinch myself. So I can't do it. It's just. I appreciate you just nodding.
What?
Like, what do you mean you pinch yourself?
You can figure
I don't
it
understand.
Out. There's a difference in sleeping naked and not sleeping naked. Hmm.
Like, how does
I don't really want to think it out.
Okay.
I'm confused.
Cool.
I'm thinking. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
You good?
I don't either. All right. Okay.
You see Paris Jackson has 50 tattoos at age 18? Michael Jackson's daughter?
I did not. 50?
Yeah. I was reading the story, and it's like, I mean, it's kind of just a weird thing because she's been brought up in just a completely different environment or atmosphere that we even understand.
Oh, for sure. We have no idea. Yeah.
She's 18 now. 50 tattoos, 9 of them are devoted to her dad.
Wow.
The others conceal scars that when she was doing like hard drugs, she was like cutting and stuff. So,
oh my goodness.
It was a really sad story. In the end, it was like you kind of feel like she has a better head on her shoulders now at this point.
Right.
But I just don't know much about her.
Me neither.
Because, like, you know, her and Blanket. Remember when Michael Jackson used to run with that kid with the blanket on his head?
Yeah.
And I mean, is that really his name, Blanket?
Yeah, and he's
on the balcony. Or was it Prince? Or was it Prince Blanket? Whatever it was. I mean.
That's the one he held over the balcony, not the window?
Dude, that what a crazy thing that was, right?
Gosh, remember that?
He held, like all the reporters there, so he took the baby and held it out over the balcony.
Yeah, and everyone was like, like, what are you doing? That was a crazy time.
Something about that Michael Jackson guy wasn't exactly right. Can't quite put my finger on it.
Something.
He, like, brilliant in one facet.
Yeah, so much talent.
Well, super duper creative people like that tend to. So, and as they age, it gets worse.
Yeah,
and
also because you don't have to get more mature. You get to stay the same because the people around you let you if you're famous. Right.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So that's why he was able to stay 11 years old, even as he was however old. Bobby Bones Show. If you go to iHeartRadio and you search Bobby Bones Show on demand, you can hear our full interview with Sam Hunt. Also, he'll be in next week again. We'll play Body Like a Back Row, the full version, but this is some of that new Sam Hunt song.
Body like a back row, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand.
So search Bobby Bones Show on demand. Thanks to Sam Hunt for coming by. You can hear the full interview up there. Tomorrow, a little throwback Thursday, we play some old school stuff, play it for you. Just appreciate you being here. Appreciate you being part of the team. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. Which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much. Because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the #1 recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons.
for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it. Yes. It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.